This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday.
And we're so ready to have us spend this time with you.
Yeah, and we've got a great topic for you today. We're going to get right into that. God wants to regain your trust. That's right. He wants to regain your trust. If hopelessness has made you feel rejected by God, really what you need is just to be reintroduced to Him as a loving God so you can learn to trust Jesus this time.
That's right.
Okay? And that's so powerful. Mm-hmm. You're hearing a lot in the world, God is not mad at you. Well, it's true. He's not mad at you. Okay? And if you think He is, that's why you need to be reintroduced to Him, because He's not like that. God is love. And if God is love, He can't be mad at you. And that's not what I said. That's what the Word says. God is love. So if rejection in your life is something that you are blaming God for, we want you to stop, because He's not like that, okay? You may have made wrong choices. We're not trying to blame you. We're trying to help you see the situation for what it is, okay? Maybe situations that happened to you that you had no control over. God's not to be blamed for that, okay? He loves you, and what He wants more than anything for you is to follow Him. To follow Him. But in order for you to do that, we realize you need to be able to trust Him. So we want to help you work through any wrong perceptions that you have based upon wrong information that you were taught.
That's right. And you know, this comes from John chapter 14, verse 1. And this is what Jesus said. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. You know, as far as being hopeless and feeling rejected by God, you know, I've said several times on this podcast that I ran away from God when I was growing up, because I really felt like that, you know, I couldn't put my trust in anybody. And
what'd you think about Him?
Yeah. And I thought, man, there's no way I can, you know, why would I want to put my trust in Him? I mean, look at all this I'm going through. Why is He allowing all this?
Right.
You know, later on in my life, when I met Him, I tell you what, He was always there for me. Always. And now I look back at my past, not to stare at it, but to glance. And I thank God for what He allowed me to go through. Because now I'm able to minister to so many in so many different situations. You know, sometimes we're going through situations, Teresa, that we just don't understand why in the world am I going through this right now.
I know.
You know, we have people who are in charge of financial ministries at our church. They went through bankruptcy, went through all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Now they're in charge.
Yeah, now they're in charge of financial, you know, ministries, because God showed them, you know, how to get out of this and how to get ahead and do the right thing biblically. And so, you know, sometimes we go through situations. God allows that for a reason. And I know it's painful. I know it is. You know, you may have lost a loved one or gone through something with your marriage or, you know, work or whatever the case may be. I'm telling you, He's there if you just ask Him. He's there.
Right. I remember when I went through my divorce, and a good friend of mine said, you know, do you trust God? And that was such a defining moment for me, because I had to, for the first time, really think about what she just asked me. And the answer I gave her was no. And that was that was so terrible for me at that time, because I realized I was so religious. I was raised knowing who God was. I went to church all the time, was very involved, but I didn't really know who He was. Because, you know what, till that point in my life, I didn't really understand how much I needed Him. And that's when I understood how much He loved me.
Yeah.
And when you are in the throes of it, it doesn't make any sense. But a lot of times when things don't go the way we think they were supposed to go, and we keep trying to get them go the way we think we're supposed to go and they're not,
yeah,
you finally have to sit back and go, maybe this is not God's will for me. That's even right. If it's a situation like that where it's a marriage.
Yeah.
It's a marriage, and that's where I was so twisted in my thinking.
Yeah. Well.
But you know what? I wasn't created to be lied to.
That's right.
And I wasn't created to be deceived. And that also came with me understanding who I am in Christ.
That's right.
He wants the best for all of us. Okay? He doesn't want us to be lied to. He didn't create us to be abused physically, emotionally, and otherwise. And we're an advocate of marriage. Don't think we're not.
Yes, we are.
And we believe in fighting to the bitter end. But when you fight to the bitter end and it still doesn't work, you have to kind of sit back and go, okay, what else am I going to do except trust God?
That's right.
And sometimes unanswered prayers are the best prayers.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you really know I got to let go and let God.
That's right. You know what? I know the same happened to you. When I did really fully place my trust in Jesus, that's when the first time in my life I felt peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I felt extreme peace. And then...
But you still had to be retaught what he was like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I had to be retaught. And I worked with a mentor for a year. And, he walked me through the scriptures, showing me who this God that I ran from so many years, how much he loves me, mm-hmm. and what he went through for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you're continuing being around people who are hurting you.
Yeah.
And you hear, we're all created in the image of Christ. We are all God's children. If you're in those situations being treated this particular way, why would you want to serve a God that created all these people that are hurting you?
Yeah.
Well, you got to realize sick people hurt sick people.
Yeah.
And sick people who allow sick people to hurt them are just as sick. Somebody's got to step up to the plate and say, I'm going to get well.
Well, it's called choice, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people make a choice sometimes. And they hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we hurt other people, mm-hmm. but that was a choice we made.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the ability to go back and make it right.
That's right. And we also have the free choice to go back and continue to take it and volunteer for it.
Yeah.
That's where I have a problem.
Yeah.
That's where I have a problem.
Uh-huh.
And there, it's one thing to turn the other cheek, and I'm all for doing that too. But there's also a point where you go, I don't think this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be this hard. Okay?
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, Teresa, when I thought about living with him for eternity,
mm-hmm.
that changed my life around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
'Cause I knew, man, I was going to be with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And to eternity,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can trust a God like that.
Right, like that God works.
You know, and so when I learned who God really is,
mm-hmm.
instead of listening to others tell me who he is.
That's right.
Then I said, you know what, I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in.
And the love that you received from your mentor was probably the first time that you could really understand God loves through people.
That's for sure.
And that was a different kind of love, wasn't it?
It sure was.
You have the love of your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You have the love of your children.
Yeah.
But the love of Jesus, unconditional love through human beings,
yeah.
and he was showing you unconditional love, is so different.
Oh, yeah.
It's not of the flesh. It's of the spirit.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. So, you know, honey, how do you gain trust with Jesus?
You give your heart to him.
You have to. You have to, you know, there's a decision.
That's it.
You're either all in or you're all out.
Yeah, and when we say have to, this is like a sense of urgency because
yeah.
he's the only way.
That's right.
He's the only way. And if yeah. you've been hurt, we understand that. We want you to hear in our voice, give God another try.
Yeah.
He wants you to trust him. Okay?
That's right. You know, I'm sure many of you have heard that story, Footprints in the Sand. And there's two footprints. This guy's walking on the beach, and there's two sets of footprints. One is his, and one is Jesus. And this guy, when he started going through extreme trials, he looked down, and there's only one set of footprints. And then he saw Jesus, and he goes, Lord, when I needed you the most, you left me.
It's okay.
He said, when you needed me the most, that's when I carried you.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful poem.
Are you ready to let him carry you? Are you ready to let this stuff go? I was. Teresa was. I know you do too. Well, there is a way to do it. Let's give your life to him. Those of you who have never known him, those who have and walked away, and those who have been at church for many years and are realizing I've never given my true heart and life to God, please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, you tell me if I ask you to forgive me of my sins will be forgiven because of the cross. Jesus, forgive me of my sins, please. I do believe and know that you died on the cross. You rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. Jesus, right now, I give you my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm. Well, we want to know if you've decided to trust God again by doing that.
That's for sure.
Emailing us at info@livingitup.org. We want to know.
Yeah.
We are excited for you if you did. And we also hope that you will pray about finding a mentor and a church that's going to embrace you and love you, where there's signs and wonders going on, where you can continue to grow in your new walk with Christ.
And we ask you, if you would please, also forward our podcast to your friends that need to hear this. Forward it to all your friends.
That's right, and your family members, and your workers, your neighbors, all the dogs, the cats.
Everyone needs to hear the truth.
That's right.
Everybody.
So remember, as you go throughout the rest of this day or this evening, God wants to regain your trust. He really does. And if hopelessness has made you feel rejected by Him, you just need to be reintroduced to Him as a loving God so you can learn to trust in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Yeah.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And until then, keep living it up
while beginning again.